And Shelby Pierce joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum, the final Cultural Continuum of the first month of 2020. Shelby from Pico & Company, welcome aboard again.
Good morning, everybody.
Nice to have you here. We're going to begin with, it's an event, it's sort of an early event, but it's happening this afternoon at 4 o'clock. High school students from the tri-state area, 61 different Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota schools will be uniting for the 2020 Honor Choir Concert, and that'll get underway again, as I mentioned, at 4 o'clock in Rice Auditorium on the Wayne State College campus. Repertoire for the day will include a new arrangement of Toto's Africa, which has seen a real resurgence the last couple of years. This arrangement was written specifically for choir and percussion by Dr. Matthew Armstrong from Wayne State and Shelley Armstrong, a collaborative pianist for that event. So go to wsc.edu for more information on the 2020 Honor Choirs Concert. Again, that's today at 4 at Wayne.
Vanguard Arts presents Genuine Soul Music with Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal as they return to Vanguard Friday, January 31st for an 8 p.m. show. Singer and keyboard player Hoyer propels his full band through raucous funk and smooth soul, paying homage to the past soul giants while simultaneously charging forward with his own modern sound. Tickets are $10. For more information, you can go to vanguardarts.com.
And we'll be wrapping up the show with Mr. Hoyer and his Soul Colossal. That's coming up at the end of Cultural Continuum this morning. Lamb Arts Regional Theater is coming to an end of a run of We Are Monsters. It's a new children's musical, and that's been on the main stage. We Are Monsters follows human kids into a monster cabaret filled with quirky characters. The adventurous humans uncover vegetarian vampires and rock and roll werewolves, gradually realizing there are maybe more to these monsters than meets the eye. 2 o'clock matinee performances through Sunday. There's also one nighttime show that'll be tonight at 7 o'clock. Go to lambtheater.com for more information on We Are Monsters.
The new stage players in South Sioux City present Disney's Frozen Junior with performances through Sunday at the South Sioux City Middle School. When the newly crowned Queen Elsa accidentally uses her power to turn things into ice to curse her home in infinite winter, her sister Anna teams up with a mountain man, his playful reindeer, and a snowman to change the weather condition. For more information about that, you can go to newstageplayers.com.
The Sioux City Art Center's next Saturday art lesson, mixed media art class for kids ages 8 to 12, will be tomorrow from 10:30 until noon. It's a weekend craft. This time is Mesopotamian clay tablets.
Mm.
Don't try any art forgeries, kids.
Yeah.
They'll get you into deep trouble.
Saturday, February 1st, the Sioux City Library presents its first Saturday family story time with a puppet show. In the show, Anansi, the spider, prefers to trick other animals out of their hard-earned food instead of doing the work himself. Ooh. When the others catch on, they set out to fool him right back. After the show, children can create their own puppet to take home. For more information, you can go to siouxcitylibrary.com.
A slacker spider.
Slacker spider.
That's the worst. Snowy Encounters and Slime will be the focus of Snow Place Like Home, Winter on the Trail. It's a hands-on drop-in kids activity from 1 to 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. Participants will explore some of the Lewis and Clark Expedition's winter activities, including its New Year's celebration and encounters with Native people. Kids will also make an ice cake slime to take home. Admission, materials, and treats will be free. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com to find out the details on that.
Saturday, February 1st, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center presents a program on penguins and petrels on the peninsula at 2 p.m. Guest speaker Stacy Snyder will share her experiences on a National Geographic and Lindblade expedition to Antarctica. She is sure to share photos and stories of penguins, seals, whales, and albatross. It's free and open to the public. For more information, you can go to woodburyparks.org/events.
Also going on tomorrow afternoon, actually this is going on Sunday afternoon, it's Pamela Sue Cracked, a multi-talented singer-songwriter originally from the Siouxland area. She's been living in Omaha, though, for quite a number of years. She'll be bringing her musical talents back home to the Betty Strong Encounter Center on Sunday at 2 o'clock in a performance called Singing the Songs You Love to Remember. Her show will focus primarily on love songs from a bygone era. Yeah, through some today as well. SiouxCityLCIC.com for more.
More than 30 works by Sioux City-born artist Frank Howell remain on display in the Sioux City Public Museum's exhibit, The Art of Frank Howell, the Early Years through Sunday, February 2nd. The exhibit focuses on his paintings and lithographs and his career-defining art of the 1970s and 1980s. The exhibit will only be on view through this weekend. For more information, you can go to siouxcitymuseum.org.
And one of those wintertime events in the area, the 48th annual Morningside College Jazz Festival. That starts on Wednesday and it runs through Friday, February 5th through the 7th. This year's guest artists will be trombonist Marcus Lewis and drummer and percussionist Brandon Draper. The festival will conclude Friday night with the Morningside Jazz Ensemble performing along with Lewis and Draper under the direction of Dr. Eric Mahan. That'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock, and Epley Auditorium doors open at 6:30.
The Woodbury County Extension Office will be offering a series of four beginning beekeeping classes. Ooh.
I knew you'd like this one, Shelby.
Yeah, starting Wednesday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. and continuing each Wednesday at 6:30 through the month of February.
A lot of buzz going on around.
That's right.
Sorry, I had to do that.
You had to do it.
I had to do that.
Okay.
Finally, Omaha native Dr. Stacy Borellos will bring her eclectic piano techniques to the Lay Theater on the Wayne State College campus for a Thursday night show that begins at 7:30. This guest piano recital features works for piano solo by living Nebraska composers, including Borellos herself. She's well known for her exemplary piano techniques, such as playing with fists and forearms and playing inside the piano, like you open up the top of the piano and you start banging on stuff.
Cool.
These skills aptly reflect playful dance, sound explosion, and raw energy throughout her performance. Again, that's Thursday at 7:30 at Wayne State College. Go to wsc.edu if you would like to find out more. If you would like to hear about your event, you can submit that to our website at kwyt.org. Just go to the community calendar portion of our homepage there, and you can submit an event right there absolutely for free. We will be back again. Actually, not Shelby and me. Some other guest will be here with me next week, but Shelby will be back at some point. No, certainly not. But on behalf of my co-host, Shelby Pierce, wishing you a terrific week. Hope you get out there and enjoy some stuff. We're going to leave you here with music from Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal as we wrap up today's edition of Cultural Continuum.
I know you know where I am, 'cause it's always where I am. I wish you would give a damn, but I know you don't give a damn. This ain't where I wanna be, but it's where I'm gonna be. Turn out, you're gonna be mine. said